This is File 39. I am interviewing Patricia Hahn Williams, Town Clerk, at the Town Hall in Salisbury, Connecticut. The date is February 26th, 2013. May I have your full name?
Yes. Patricia Hahn Williams.
And your birthplace?
Sharon Hospital.
Your birth date?
December 18th, 1962.
And may I have your parents' full names?
Yes. Margaret Teresa Downey, John Joseph Hahn.
And do you have siblings?
Yes, two. I have a brother, John Edward Hahn, and a sister, Kathleen Teresa Hahn Stupak, S-T-U-P-A-K.
Thank you. What is your educational background?
Grammar school was Salisbury Central School. High school was Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And I also went to Catherine Gibbs School in Norwalk, Connecticut.
When did you graduate from Katie Gibbs?
1981.
Would you give me a little background about your mother, please?
My mother worked as a banker for 45 years. She worked at Sharon Bank, might have been Colonial Bank, not sure exactly what it was called. It was before me. And then she transferred and started working at Salisbury Bank.
Was she a teller? Was she a manager?
She retired as vice president in 1984 from Salisbury Bank.
Then she worked in what used to be the old bank building, which was now Founders Insurance. And then she worked only in Salisbury, or did she do some of the branches?
No, just the Lakeville,
just
the main office.
At the main office.
Yes.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your dad.
My dad, when I was young, worked as the mailman in Lakeville, did the whole Lakeville route, and that's what he did. He was also part-time as his own little business. He was also a locksmith.
Did he have any involvement with the fire department?
He was a fireman. I believe it was years, probably before I was even born. I don't know exactly, but he was a fireman, yes.
Do you know who the postmaster was in Lakeville at the time your father was working? Was it one of the Whalens?
Yes.
Was it Martin, the son?
Martin, I know, was there, and I think it was his father.
Buck?
Yes, was okay. There before, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me some of your memories about growing up in town, and we'll start with the apothecary shop and Dick Walsh.
All right. When I was 16, Dick Walsh called me and asked me if I was looking for a job, part-time job. I was in high school, so I worked after school at the apothecary shop in Lakeville, which is now the Chinese restaurant on the main street in Lakeville. And so I would take the bus from school to the apothecary shop and wait on the public when they came in. And Dick always played the NPR radio station. And of course, as a 16 or 17-year-old, wasn't that interesting to us that worked there. My very good friend, Debbie Warner, also worked there with me, or I worked with her. She was there before I was. One story I remember, which I believe I've told his wife, on Saturday mornings, I worked after school during the week and Saturdays. Dick would always mark the newspapers with somebody's name on them so that when they came in to get their paper, it was marked with their name. There was a gentleman that used to come in. I could never remember his name. And after it happened for a few times, he finally said to me, I would always say, well, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, sir. And he would say, I'm Bob Yoakum, and I'm going to stamp my name on my forehead so that you do not forget my name. And after that, I remembered his name.
That's a good way of doing it.
So that was a lot of fun. Met, you know, good customer service skills and met lots of people in town.
Working with the public is a lot of fun sometimes.
Yes.
Did you go to the Grove at all?
Yes, as a child, went to the Grove probably every day, rode my bike. with my sister or other friends. I lived right in the center of Lakeville on Walton Street.
On Walton Street?
Yes.
Would it have been Frank Markey that was running it?
Frank Markey ran it when we were young, and
then it went to Jim Rutledge.
Jim Rutledge, but Frank when I was young, yes.
What kind of a person was Frank Markey, from your recollection?
Oh, boy. Very nice. I mean, he...
That's what I heard.
Yeah, very nice
man. He ran a tight ship.
He ran a tight ship,
but the kids respected him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And he had his signs, keep off the grass. Anything else about your teenage years growing up in the area that's outstanding?
Just a great place to grow up. That's why I wanted to be here and raise my own family. So
that's good.
Yes, yes.
After you graduated from Katherine Gibbs, where did you go to work?
I was here, and I worked for Dick Fitzgerald in his law office. And then I worked at Dottie Smith Corporation. I was the secretary for the research and development and the sportswear managers. And Dottie was very nice and let me kind of come and go once I started, got married and had children. She kind of let me work part-time in between children and so on. So I stayed there from 1981 until 1994, you know, in and out between children and part-time and full-time. And I was her secretary. I was a switchboard operator also. It was a lot of fun.
I'm going to go back to Dick Fitzgerald. Where was his law office?
His office was on the main street in Canaan where I don't know that it's still there. It was the Raynard and Pierce building.
Okay.
Near
right.
Canaan National Bank.
And what did Dottie Smith, did she manufacture clothes? Was she just a marketing facility?
She was a wholesale operation. She did women's accessories, belts, belt buckles, watch bands, and then she did do some sportswear for a short time also.
Do you have any idea when she came into Lakeville? Would it have been in the early 80s? Or
might have been late 70s.
Late 70s.
Yes, yeah.
And do you know when she went out?
I don't. It wasn't too long, you know, I would say late 90s.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But, right.
Now, how did you go from Dottie Smith to getting a town clerk's job?
When I left Dottie Smith, I ended up going to Hotchkiss School, and I worked at Hotchkiss School in the bookstore. And I worked there from... When I left Dottie's in 1994, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in the bookstore part-time, and then I heard about an opening at the town hall in 2000, and so I applied and was lucky enough to get the job.
And you told me that you were going to work a half day for the town clerk and a half day for the building
inspector. That's what I did. I worked in the mornings. I worked for Mike Fitting, who's the building inspector, as his secretary. And then in the afternoon, I worked as the assistant town clerk with Sue Spring, who was the town clerk at the time.
Ah, okay. All right. That answers that question. Did you work with Laura Johnson at all?
I did not. It's funny that you say that. I remember years before I started in the town, I came in, must have been for a dog license or something, and she said to me, she asked me if I ever had thought about becoming the town clerk, and I said, no way.
Never say never.
No.
You don't know.
I found that out.
Oh, yes. As town clerk, what are your responsibilities?
The responsibilities of the town clerk are essentially to keep the records of the town. We take care of all the vital records, which are the birth, marriage, and death records. We record the land records, which are deeds and mortgages, liens, like that. We issue hunting and fishing licenses, dog licenses, marriage licenses, which are part of the vitals. Mm-hmm. We keep track of all the minutes for all the different commissions in the town.
That's a job.
That's yeah.
How many different commissions are there?
Oh my goodness! Without a town report in front of me, I couldn't even.
Probably at least 20.
Oh yes.
Yeah. At least. What kind of training do you have to have for being a town clerk?
They have town clerk school. There are two sessions each year. There's a session in May and a session in December. There are five classes or sessions that you go to. They're usually 1 or 2 day classes, and after you've taken all five, then you're able to take the exam, the town clerk exam, and then if you pass that, you're able to become a certified town clerk.
Does the certification have to be renewed?
No.
It's permanent. Once you get it, it's yours.
Yes. There are more classes you can take to mm-hmm. increase.
There are more levels, but
there are, but I have not done that.
Yet.
Never say never.
Right. And how long have you been as town clerk?
Town clerk. I became the town clerk in 2003 when Sue Spring retired.
And we're now in 2013. So yes. You've been at it a good time.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
I do very much. It's fun to deal with the public.
Mm-hmm.
Always different. Every day is different.
No day
is because of the public, but also because of the work we do. You never know who's coming in the door, who needs what, or...
Mm-hmm. It's almost like teaching school.
Oh, yes, I'm sure, yes.
Never a dull moment.
No.
Oh, do you participate in any civic responsibilities besides your job?
In the past, I was on the extras board years ago. I am now on the Salisbury Fire Commission. I was on the Ladies Auxiliary for the Lakeville Hose Company, the first. They just restarted, I think, but I'm not on it now, but I was years ago when that group was going on, and my mother was in it. And
your mother was in just about everything, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. There was nothing she really wasn't involved with.
Well, I think it makes a difference how your background goes. If your parents were involved in community services, both your parents were, it seems to be a natural.
Right. I think so.
And
yes.
That seems to be what I've garnered from the various people that I've interviewed, that they had a background in community service, which is terrific for the town.
Absolutely.
It really is. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to add to this interview?
Nothing that I can think of. I'm glad that we were able to do this, and I hope it's helpful and
it's very helpful.
People some information about the town.
It's a wonderful resource for anyone that is looking at the town as a microcosm, because we've got a little bit of everything. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.